Today's daf is Arachin daf Lamed Aleph. Arachin Lamed Aleph, as we continue with the two dots on Labid Abed Beis. Says the Gemara, Yimkar Barachok V'chulu. The Mishnah had said that there are different rules and regulations about buying back the properties that a person sells. So if somebody has a field, says the Mishnah, that you're not allowed to. Lo Yimkar Barachok V'yigal Bakarov. Right, what am I going to do? I'm going to sell a far property in order to redeem back a close property. No, I'm not allowed to do that. Or sell a ra'ah and have enough money and therefore to be able to be gal b'yafeh. Or the Mishnah also says I'm not allowed to borrow money to redeem or yigal l'chasa'in or redeem it part of the way. All of those are but in the context where I sold my steyachuzah to a hedyot. If I was makdashit, then we'll see. The halacha is that those are all mutter, as we'll get to the svara, or else it is going to get lost from me forever. So says the Gemara, all of these halachas are based on psukim. Minohani mili, how do I know that you're not allowed to sell? One is not allowed to sell baracho v'yigal bakaro of the Tanur Rabbanan. V'hisiga yado yad atzmo. So we're going to darshan this pasuk to teach me all of the halachas. Yad atzmo shelo yiva v'yigal. First of all, hisiga yado, his own hand achieved the amount of money that he needs. That's mashma that he's not allowed to borrow from someone because that's not hisiga yado and redeem. Umatza prat lematzui. And he found money that excludes matsui, where money that he had already. With those cases, you had it already, you just didn't use it. So that's not umatsa. Kedei geula so. Kedei geula hu goel veina goel achatsan. It's a package deal. Yeah, lumaisa, we said, we're gonna see later also, if you're makdisha, you're allowed to do half if you can. What would be a svara to say that you're not allowed to redeem it back unless it's whole? So that applies only where we're allowed to have it apply. By mecher, if you sold it to a hevyo, it says it's going to go back to you anyway. So again, we said in previous shiurim, there might be some type of symbolism by this. It's called geula. Or it's not called buying it back. It's geula. It's redeeming it. So once it's called redemption, so there might be more of a formal legal idea and not just a practical financial idea about getting it back. But there is it's a process. And once it's a process, maybe there's more rules than there are in a usual sale, mekachu memkar, and that's why one would have to buy the entire item back. Because Baruch Hu doesn't want us to be splitting up steyachuzas. You know, you have some and he has some. No, it all goes together. Lameimra. So what does the word umatza here mean? It excludes if you had it already. Umatza, if you found money now, excluding if it was there before. Lameimra de matza hashta mashma. So this tells me that matza means now it came for a minhu, but in a different context we have the opposite. Umatza means only if it has been here. Now we just said if it's been here, it's excluded from umatza. But we have the opposite context. For a minhu umatza, by the context of galus, if somebody kills somebody and they happened to present themselves into the situation. Umatza prat l'mamsi atzmo, exclude someone who is mamsi atzmo, somebody who drops, let's say, easy case, drops a rock out of a window, and after he drops the rock, somebody sticks their head out the window. And then, Rachman al-Aslan, they're killed, b'shogeg. So is that a case of gal? Is that a case of shogeg? No, only if the person was there beforehand. And then factors were existent beforehand, that's when we say the person would go to galus. That's umatza. But if somebody is mamsi themselves now after the act took place, after it started already, then it wouldn't be umatza. So that's the Gemara Darshas. Prat, excluding l'mamsi atzmo. Mikanam Rabbi Eliezer, imi sheyatza evin mitachas yado. Hotzi halas rosho. If after the person threw the stone, then the person, the victim, stuck his head out, v'kibla, and he got the rock, patur, then the thrower is patur. Because that's not called shogeg, that's karva ones. That's not shogeg. Alma, so matza, midi da asime karmash. But you see there, matza means the opposite. Umatza means if you're going to go to Galus, if it's all been like this already before. But if it was mamsi atzmo, all of a sudden, matza right now, that wouldn't be good. So it's opposite. Over here, matza means you got the money right now. Over there by Galus, umatza means that it's always been like this. So Amar Rava, you're right. Matzah doesn't mean something automatically. It depends on the context. Hacha mein yana dekra, v'hacha mein yana dekra. Depends on the context. Hacha, over here, dumya, dihisiga yado. So it's put with hisiga yado. You just got it. You just got the money now. Ma'isiga yado dahashta, af matzanami dahashta. Just like, if you get money now, that's a context where you could buy back your field. So too, that's what matzah means. V'hacha, or this might be Hassam, Dum Yadi Ya'ar. Over there is talking about the case of the forest. My Ya'ar Milsa de Isa Meikara, Af Matza Milsa de Isa Meikara. So it depends on the context. Matza doesn't mean something automatically. It just has to do with each context and what is required for each one. Over there, you need Karvla, you need Shoga. You don't need Karvla Ones. Over here, you need to have gotten the money now. You weren't able to redeem it before. So that's why Matza we interpret differently in the two different contexts. Good. Says the Gemara of Ube Hektish Vechu. The Mishnah ended off by saying, by Hektish these rules don't apply. By Hektish I can redeem half, if I was Maktish by Seachuza, and I could redeem half of it, I could sell Ra and Yafe and Rachok and Karov, all those halachas don't apply. Minani Mili, how do I know this? Tatan Rabbanan. So the Gemara quotes a Pasuk, even though we're about to say it's also based on a Svara. It's based on a Svara which tells us how to darshan the Pasuk. Tatan Rabbanan, v'im ga'o yig'au, medabal ashon, v'lameid, shelova v'goel. You're allowed to borrow and redeem v'goel achatzain, and also redeem part if that's all that one has the ability to. Amar Rabshir and Matam, why? Lafisha batzidu b'bocher steachuza. What if somebody sells their steachuza to a friend? They have tremendous power. Why? If they don't get it back by Yovel, it's going to go back to them. So since they have that power later on, so the stakes aren't so high if I don't get to redeem it now. So therefore, the Torah leaves it in the weakened stage for the original owner. Because you're going to get it back anyway by Yovel. But if you're Makdash Steachuza, later on, you do not have power. Why? Shim higia Yovel velo nigala yotzei lekohanim. If you don't get it by Yovel, you're going to lose it forever. It's going to go to the kohanim. So then, the Torah is meko on him. Yafe kocho. It gives him. Torah gives him more strength. Shelava v'gova gola chasson. So right now, you're allowed to do anything you can, even half, even borrowing, no matter what, because you're going to lose it later on unless you redeem it right now. Okay, says the Gemara. Tani chada. We have one brisa that says lava v'goel v'goel achatzoin. One brisa that says you can borrow and be goel goel achatzoin. V'tani idach eino lava v'goel goel achatzoin. The other brisa says no, you're not allowed to do that. So what might have we answered if we didn't have the Gemara? We'd have answered one's a case of mocher, one's a case of makdish. The Gemara doesn't answer that. The Gemara says lokasha harabanan v'harab shimin. Harabanan v'harab shimin. What Rabbanan and what Rib Shimon? If you look at our Mishnah, there were no names mentioned. Right? So what Rabbanan and Rib Shimon? Let's see Rashi. Tani chada b'makdash shtei achuza. Rashi assumes, why doesn't he give the answer that we suggested, that they're both about makdash shtei achuza. So therefore, what did we just say? We just said makdash shtei achuza, one is allowed to do all these things. So the first price is what we said. The second price is something new. So who is that? That's Rib Shimon. Rib Shimon, who we didn't have yet. We'll have to see. Says Rashi, the makdash yehuza lava v'goel haynu haktik tani la'el im gol yigam la'mit shalava v'goel. The first price is what we've said. Reb Shimon ka'amar la, and Reb Shimon is the author of that. V'idach rabbana pligale, and there's a rabbana that argue. So Rashi says the machlokas is within makdash yehuza. Do you agree with what we just said or not? There's a sheet of the Tanam out there according to Rashi that even by makdash yehuza, even though you're going to lose it, you can't redeem part, you can't borrow v'chu. Tosfos is not happy with that. Tosfos quotes Rashi and says, "V'li nira de'im kain havistam asisa detzan behektish mutar b'kulak Reb Shimon v'lo k'rabanan." You're telling me that our Mishnah that we had is like Reb Shimon? There's no sense in the Gemara that you get that our Mishnah is only like a das yachid against the sheet of the Rabbanan. So Tosfos says, no, the context, the steer is about a different context. V'yomer rida koi amocher bayis v'batei arechoma. We're talking about selling a house about the Erechomo. What are we talking about that? That's the next Mishnah. We haven't had that yet. So Tosfos said this is a lead-in to the next Mishnah. We're talking about the steerers about selling a house and about the Erechomo. And that's what, if you look in Kedushin, that's what it sounds like. But by Makdash Deachuza, everybody agrees that you're allowed to. You're going to lose it. So therefore, you'd be allowed to be goel and goel lachatzayin and love ever goel v'chulu. Okay, machlokas Rashi Tosfos, what exactly is this stira? And is there a new shita of the Tanaim that exists here that we didn't know about beforehand? Good. Says the Mishnah, today's daf. Hamocher b'ayis b'batei erech oma. So now we have new halachas. The Torah tells us at the end of Sefer Vayikra, in the context of all of these mitzvos, that if somebody sells a house in a walled city, they have 1 year to redeem it. Unlike a field, which we said a couple of days ago on Shabbos, that if somebody sells their field, b'shas yovel, they're not allowed to redeem it within the first 2 years. Here, it's the opposite. Here, you have 1 year to redeem it. If one doesn't redeem it after a year, so then it stays with the buyer forever. Right, it's mukhlat to the buyer. That's a house of in a walled city. So we'll get to what happens if you don't buy, you don't do it. Then it's the last day. That's the next Mishnah. But now the Gemara, the Mishnah says the Ikra Din Hamocher Bayis Bebate Are Choma Hareze Goel Miyad. You can redeem it right away. VeGoel Kol She'emaser Chodesh, and you have 12 months to redeem it. Mice is in contrast to the previous Mishnah, which we said you have to wait 2 years. So you have to, you're allowed, and you should try your best to redeem the house as quickly as you can within the year. Does this mean only a house of an achuza? A bayis achuza, like your house that's been here in your family's? That's what the Sfasema suggests on the Mishnah. The Sfasema says maybe it's talking about a base achuza. Like there's a stay achuza, there's a base achuza. That's the kind of house that one has to redeem within a year. If not, it is nechlat. So this is different than fields. Fields will get to have different halachas than a bias in a walled city. Again, what does walled city here mean? Walled city for the time of Yeshua ben Nun, right? Just like the definition by Purim, so too is the definition here, a house in a walled city. The Sefer Achidah tells us, just defining this mitzvah, which we haven't had yet, so let's read it. There's a mitzvah, Shin Mem Aleph. Mitzvahs Pidyo Nachalos Shehein Toch Ha'ir Ad Hashlam Mishana. The mitzvah of redeeming a nachala within a year in a walled city. Sheyei Pidyo Nachalos Shehein Toch Ha'ir Ha'mukefes Choma Ad Hashlam Mishana Achas. V'yachar Hashana Tiyah Becheskas HaKone Osan V'lo Yiyu Chozes Biovel. Never goes back. After a year, it stays. The house stays forever. Shneamar ve'ishkim kar base moshav ir choma. For ksati la'el shin hayos bayis beir choma nechlat l'shana mitzad chibas ha'aretzu kedei sheishtad delamochra legolos amehira. Because there's a higher level of kedusha in a walled city, and therefore we want to encourage the original owner from buying it back as quickly as he can. So therefore, we have this halacha that says after a year it's finished. Midiri ha-mitzvah, mashamir zechon al-vecha, one of some of the halachas, shamocha yachal golem, chalei she-yirtze, arach and laman aleph, right there, right our daf. Ukeshepode osa nosi lo kol adamim. We'll get back to that. When you buy it back, you pay full price. You don't take off anything that was consumed in the interim. We'll talk about that in a minute. Veda monacha lo klumach, was as much a darba. Okay, we'll skip that line because we're going to come back to it. V'she'ena krovin poda osa ala mocher ba'atzmo. The Rambam says only the mocher himself. We'll get to that also. V'rekes v'eretzizol b'schar b'rekevis b'zman sha'yovel noeg. This only applies when yovel is noeg. That's the mitzvah of pidyon bate arichoma. Again, this doesn't mean that is a mitzvah to sell my house in order to then be poda it. Right, the mitzvah is to, if the situation comes up, to be poda houses that were in walled cities. So there are, it's a little extended from this mitzvah, it's not exactly the same as this mitzvah, there are organizations, Bizman Azad, that are podeh houses within Yerushalayim, within various areas to redeem them from our cousins and getting them back to Jewish hands, right? Most of them were Jewish houses originally before different massacres took place and the Jews raided anyway. But it's a mixas pidyon. So if someone wants to give money to any of these organizations, it's probably at least a mixas kiyum of this mitzvah of pidyon batim, redeeming houses, getting back to their original owners, at least getting back to their original nation first and foremost, and then getting back to the original owners. Either way, this is mitzvah shin mem aleph. The Midrash Chinuch there has an interesting suffix. What happens if somebody sells a house and then Rachman al-Islan it burns down and then they want to buy it back? So is that considered bias or is that considered sadeh? That's what he has, something in Oz Tezvot. Heichadin im betoch shana rishona da kinyin mitzla talui im rotze podiv im lav nechlad nisraf abayis v'nishar karka an malos hashana. So now it's just a piece of land. But there was a house on here. So does that go by rules of house or rules of land? Im yesh lo din bayis de nechlad o kivan dechsiv v'kam habayis v'yata eno bayis eno nechlad v'chozer adin l'din sadad de niftes ba'olam v'yosei b'yovel. Does it go back to that? The halachas of a field? So he's not sure. V'im naseh b'toch hashana sadat tvua deno nifet b'toch teishanim. And that if the house falls down, the Gemara in Sukkah talks about if the house falls down, according to the shittas that say you need one sukkah, the whole sukkahs. What if it falls down, then you put it back up with the same walls, with the same schach, maybe it has the same status. So he says maybe the same halachas would apply here. Either way, that's the Minchas Chinuch Safek. One of his classic Minchas Chinuch questions, right? If you have the house, and then the house isn't there anymore, does it have the status of the house or not? Okay, that's all the first line of the Mishnah. Somebody sells Badei Rechoma, you can redeem it within 12 months. Then the Mishnah adds a fascinating line, and the Gemara is going to talk about it. Hari Zekimin Ribis, the Eino Ribis. This is a little like Ribis, but it's not really. What does that mean? I sold a house, and the person lives in the house and enjoys the house and does everything he wants in the house, and then 6 months later, I buy it back for full price. So what does that mean? I bought it back for full price, but he enjoyed it. He enjoyed himself all of these months for free. So bischar, that he now is, you know, I'm getting it back, and bischar that he gave me money. What do you mean he gave me money? He bought the house. But right now it ends up that I'm giving it back. So it wasn't really a sale. So it kind of looks like a loan. I gave him the house. He gave me money for 5 months. And now I'm giving him back the money, but I'm giving it back more than the money. I'm giving back the money plus all the amount of enjoyment that he got for the past 5 months. So that kind of smacks of ribis. Kind of smacks of habtanas ma'os. He gives me money for an extended period of time, and I give him back more than what he gave me. I'm giving it back the exact amount plus all the enjoyment. Right? I don't give him back less because he enjoyed himself in my house. So the Gemara says it smacks of ribis, but it's not exactly ribis. Ribis hasn't come up in a long time. Just to mention one or two important yesodos to remind ourselves of ribis: the Ritva, the beginning of Ezeo Neshach. That's the parak of ribis. Fifth parak in Bamitzia. The Ritva points out that ribis is a different type of shibud than all of the other types of shibudim in that world. Returning ribis. If I borrow a ribis, I have to give it back. So that's not like if I stole something and I have to give it back. Or if I rip somebody off, onah, and I have to give it back. And all the other items, geneva, gezela, I didn't pay my workers, I have to give it back. All the other items, says the Ritva, that's a shibud that flows from the act. You took money that wasn't yours. Right? You stole. You ripped somebody off without their knowledge. Oh no, all of those items, that's a shibud that flows from the maisa that you did. The Ritva says, though, by ribis, is because the Torah said to give it back. It's not because you took somebody else's money. Right? If I took ribis from somebody, and I'm giving it back to them, so this is really theirs? So says the Ritva, no. Ribis is different. Really, you should be able to keep it. That's business. But the Torah says you have a higher standard when it comes to your brothers. And therefore, you're not allowed to take ribis. V'tama dvarim omer mari. D'tfias ribis lo havi kishar tfias begezel v'una. V'chayotzi v'hen. D'isle al chavri shibun mamo. No. El chiyav hu shechiyav akasav l'hachzer isr shabala. You did an aveira, you have to return it. It's like a knas. Midar raisa. Right, but it's not because you took their money. Ubavadi says that's why if a person dies, the children don't have to return it. Because it's a chobas gavra. You did the aveira, you have to return it. Aval hakol ha-shamayim u-chayiv. V'kivat shekein lo toa lo mechilas chaveiro. Also, your friend can't be mochel. By gazel, he can be mochel. Here can't be mochel. V'chein ikar. V'avi odeya. And then he talks about others. That's a very important definition of ribis. And that is why ribis of a non-Jew is not only mutter, but according to the Rambam, might even be a mitzvah. When it comes to gazel and geneva and ripping people off. So that all, most Rishon and Paskin and the Shulchan Aruch Paskin, is usher for a nakum. Masheikin ribis. The Rambam Paskin is mutter. Why? Because, and the Sefer HaChinuch says this beferish, that ribis really, is it so evil? Is ribis evil? A person is doing it willingly. He knows. He just needs the money right now. I'm doing him a favor. So I'm taking back with interest. But I'm doing him a favor. This is regular business practice. Also, the Torah says there's a higher standard when it comes to your family. Your family meaning Am Yisrael. So therefore, you can't, it would be your family, you wouldn't lend Beribis. So to all your family. Mashiachin, if it's not your family, said you should take Beribis. Why? Because if you don't take from Beribis from them, so then that's undermining the special relationship that you have with your family. Then you give everybody the special treatment. No, the Torah wants there to be special treatment to one's family. And that's why the Rambam emphasizes that Beribis is mutter. The Ramban can't fathom it. It's a mutter? It's an allowance. It's not mutter. But the Rambam and the Chinuch say that it's a mitzvah. Because you don't want to undermine the special relationship with Am Yisrael. But again, otherwise, Beribis is something that is looked down upon greatly, it's frowned upon, and everybody involved in Ribbis gets the Avera. The Gemara says in Mamatsia Daf Ayin Hey that who is included in the Isser? The Elo Over Below Sasei. Ha Malveva, Ha Loveve, Ha Areve, Ha Edim. Everybody. The Chamse, even the Sofer. Everybody involved. Everybody who touches the case is going to be part of the Isser. So they want us to stay away immensely from the Isser of Ribbis. And the Rishonim say it's called Neshech because it's like a bite. When it's by a snake bite, you don't realize the terrible consequences right away. It's just later on it gets worse and worse. Rahman al-Islam. But similarly, we have by Ribbis, right? If somebody lends money, doesn't see it, but doesn't see anything negative right now. But every day, it's more and more and more until it gets to a lot in the future. Anyway, so back to our case. So our case, the Mishnah describes a case of Bati Arechoma. It's like a case of Ribbis, but it's not really Ribbis. It's mutter. That's what you're supposed to do. You have to buy your house back for full price, and the one who you bought it from doesn't have to pay back any of the hana'ah that he got. Mesa mocher, if the seller died, so then yigal beno, his son can redeem back his field within a year. Mesa lokech, yigal miyad beno, and if the lokech died, then he can redeem from his friend. A period. Ein monin shana elamishasha machar. And the year is calculated from the time that you sold it. Doesn't go by calendaric years. Goes by whenever you sold it. You count 1 year from them. Shenemar an melos lo shana. Until the full year. Kishu Omer Timima Lahavi es Chodesh HaIbur, including 13 months. Meaning if you have a 13 months, you have 13 months to redeem it. So it works out for the seller. Meaning for the original owner in that case, he gets an extra month to redeem it. Rebbe Omer Litin Lo Shana V'Ibura. Rebbe says, no, Shana V'Ibura means whether it is a, Rashi says, Bein B'Shana Pshuta, Bein B'Shana Mu'uberes, Nos in law, Shnas Lavana, the Yamim Sheyeserim, Bishnas Chama. Rebbe Shita is, you give a solar year. You give the 11 days extra above the 354, 365. Rebbe says, for this halacha, you go by the solar year. And Rashi emphasizes, doesn't matter for a Shana Pshuta or a Shana Muberes, you go by the solar year. Rambam seems to argue. The Rambam says right here that even according to Rebbe, if it's a Shana Muberes, you give 13 months. Give 13 months, even though the solar year would be less. You give 13 months according to Rebbe. Rashi seems to say no. Rashi says that Bein B'Shana Pshuta, Bein B'Shana Muberes, right? You give the 365, you give the solar year. Either way, that is Shitas Rebbe, that you go by the solar year for this halacha. So we know the Jewish calendar, we discussed this earlier, I think in the earlier Prakim, takes into account the solar year, right? All the tkufos, and we have to make sure that the chagim are in the proper season. So we take it, our months go by the lunar calendar and our year goes by the solar calendar. But here for this halacha, Rebbe says it's a year and therefore it goes by the solar calendar. The solar year. Higia yom shebasar chodesh velo nigala. What happens if you, after 12 months, the person did not redeem it? So then, haisa chaluta lo. It stays with the buyer forever. It's a pasuk in Chumash. But the Mishnah is telling us the pasuk in Chumash. Echad alokech ve'echadita lo b'matana sheva latzvisas. And this applies not only if somebody sold a house in Bati Arechoma, but if somebody gave it as a present as well, the same halachas apply. You have 1 year to get it back. If not, it's chalut forever to the buyer. Says the Gemara Masisa de Loka Rebbe. The Mishnah seems to be going against Rebbe. Tanya, Rebbe Omer. Yamim Pachos Mishnayim. Rebbe says that you're not allowed to redeem it for at least 2 days. At least 2 days. The first 2 days you can't redeem it after you sold it. So our Mishnah says, Goel Miyad. Immediately. So our Mishnah seems to be against Rebbe. V'Rabbanan. Why does Rebbe say that? Because it says Yamim. It says Yamim in the Torah. So the Rabbanan, hi, Yomim, my Avdile. What did the Rabbanan do with Yomim? If they say, can even be Yom, can even be that day? Something unusual. You sell a house. I mean, usually selling a house is not something small. You buy back the next day. This person knows. There's always a chance for that to happen. So mi buy away mi yom li yom. So they use it for mi yom li yom, yomim. It means you go mi yom li yom, that if you sold it. In Rashi says, shemachra be'echad b'nisan ein monin shana l'minyan olam delema. Kiva shigia tishrei also lo shana. But yom li yom, yomim, you know, thank you. You go by the personal year and not by a year from the calendaric day. For Rebbe mi yom li yom, you know, how does Rebbe know that you got count from a year from when he sold it, and you don't go by Tishrei? Nafgalei mi ad tom shnas mem karo. You go for a year from the sale. V'rabanan, hahomi bailei shnas mem karo shelo v'lo shnas shel yimin v'lo olam. So I said that, but I also use it for that. You go by him and not by the minyan ha'olam. So back to the question, what do they do with the word yamim? The yamim mi bai lehu l'me'es la'es. Not only do you go by what day of the year you sold it, you go a year from them, but you go by the time period. If you sold it in the morning, so you have only until the morning of that day the following year. Di me'at tom shnas mem karo, if you only had the first pasuk, hava mina mi yom li yom in me'es la'es lo. Because of rachmana yamim. So you have to go, you have a full year, but you only have until the time that you sold it. Or if it's late, it was late in the day, then you have all the way until late in the day. The Rebbe me'es la'es minali. How does Rebbe know you have me'es la'es, which sometimes can be a chumrah, and sometimes can be a kula. Nafgilei mi tamima, complete year, tamima. And that's what Rebbe uses. Rabbanan, what do the Rabbanan use tamima for? Humibayle le'ibura. They use that for Ibura. They have the extra month if it's a Shasa Ibur. For Rebbe Nami, Hami Baile Li Ibura. Doesn't Rebbe also use it for Ibura? So this might be where the Rambam got it from. Because the Rambam says, even according to Rebbe, you add in the 13th. So according to Rashi, you might say this is just adding. Doesn't Rebbe have his whole Shita of solar year from Ibura? So Hachanami, so the Rebbe says, you're right. Hachanami, Meyom Meyom, Umeis Leis Meyat Tom Shnas Mem Karonafka. So he learns it out from the same Pasuk. So the same book, it says from his year, so it means the same day, the same time. So that's what Rebbe would use, learn both of them from the same pasuk.
So according to Rambam, what's the machlokas time of time, Rebbe?
According to the Rambam, if it's in the Shana Pshuta will be a machlokas. Shana Pshuta, do you go by 354, 365? Good. So the Mishnah said, it's kind of like ribbits, but it's not. Vahatanya, the Brisa has a different description. Harezu ribis gemura, elashat Torah hitiraso. It is ribis. It's not like ribis, but not really. It is ribis, but the Torah says it's mutar anyway in this context. So what's the machlokas? Interesting. The Gemara here is saying, what's the machlokas? There's no machlokas lamaisa here. The machlokas is in categorization. The Mishnah said it looks like ribis, but it's not really ribis. The Brisa says it really is ribis, but it's mutar. So, what's the machlokas about? Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Lokasha HaRabbi Yehuda V'HaRabbanan. It's the machlokas Rabbi Yehuda and the Rabbanan. Ditanya. We'll see over the ksos, I guess, after. First, we'll do the Braisa. Ditanya says the Braisa, Haray, let's hearken back to 5th Parak Bamitsiya. Shayanosha Bechaveiro Mana V'Aslo Sodeo Mecher. What's the case? A person has a loan. I borrowed money from you, and I give you my field in the interim as a mashkon. I give you my field. If I don't end up paying back, so then you can keep the field. If I end up paying back, then you're going to give me the field back. But one second, who's going to eat the fruit in the interim? Who's going to eat the fruit in the interim? So bisman shahamocher ocho peros. If I give you the mocher in quotes. That's the borrower. The one I borrowed money and I gave it my field to you. So if I eat fruit in the interim, then there's no problem. Because once I get it back, so that's fine. I get it back. I gave you back the exact amount of money that I owed you and you got nothing. So then there's no ribbis. So it's not a mocher ochel peiros mutter. Lokeach ochel peiros. But what if you ate fruit in the interim? So what happens? I paid you back the money that you owed me and you ate fruit in the middle. So, Asr, the Tanakhama says, that's ribbis. That's ribbis, because this ends up being a loan. It wasn't a sale, because you didn't keep the field. It wasn't a sale, so I lent you, I borrowed money from you, and I paid you back the fruit of in the interim, and the and the money. So the Tana Kava says that's ribbis. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, no. Af bizmach alkecha chaper is mutter. Rabbi Yehuda says mutter. You know why? That's called tzad echad beribbis. If it's only ribbis, if one thing happens and not if the other thing happens, that's mutter. Ribbis is only if it's for sure going to be ribbis. Here, if I never paid you back, you'll keep the field and it was your field from the previous moment. So that wouldn't have been ribbis. It's only ribbis if I pay you back. So that's tzad echad beribbis. It was either a sale or a loan. So tzad echad is mutter, tzad echad, one tzad is ribbis, one is not ribbis. So according to Rabbi Yehuda, that's mutter. Tzad echad beribbis is mutter. Amar Rabbi Yehuda.
That's also kamin ribbis.
Well, we'll see what that is in a second. Amar Rabbi Yehuda, maisim abetis ben zunin, shahaso sadeu mecher apir abazim ben azariah. Rabbi Elazar, maisim ben zunin did this, v'lokech ocha peros, and the lokech ate the fruit, haya, and it was mutter. So you see, he allowed it. So Amrullah, they said back, no, Misham Raya, you got the story wrong. Mocher ocha peiros, I have a lo lokeh. The mocher was eating the peiros, not the lokeh. Okay, either way. But my benai, what's this machlokas about between Rabbi Yehuda and the Rabbanon? Tzadecha beribis, he can benayu. The machlokas is the case of tzadecha beribis. If it's only ribis, if one thing happens, tadakaba summer tzadecha beribis aser, Rabbi Yehuda summer tzadecha beribis mutter. And therefore, our case of Bati Arechoma is also Tzadecha Beribis. Because if I never buy back my house, it's not Ribis. You bought it. It's finished. Only if I buy it back, so then it's going to be Ribis. So our Mishnah, which says it's not really Ribis, that's Rabbi Yehuda Shita. Right? It's not Ribis, it's Tzadecha. And the Bryce that says it really is Ribis, but it's Mutter, that is the Rabbanan Shita, that it really is Ribis. So that's one suggestion in the Gemara. If you look in Tosfos, Tosfos asks, fourth to last line, V'yim Tomar, the bottom of the Tosfos, L'Reb Yehuda, according to Reb Yehuda, he said, Tzadecha Beribis is always mutter. What about Mashkanta Bilo Nichyasa? A case where I give, the case in B'Metzia Salaf Beis talks about, I give you a vineyard, same kind of thing. I give you a vineyard as a mashkon, and when I get it back, I pay you back, you give me back the vineyard, tish nabi tishteri. And the Gemara says, stoma, that's usser. The case of the vineyard. According to Rabbi Yehuda, it's only tzadecha beribis, it should be mutter. V'shem alo yivdenu, maybe he's not going to redeem it if I give you the vineyard. So v'yish lomar, says Tosfos, delo chashvina tzadecha beribis, ela kigon usser lo sodeu mecher. You need to mention sale when you do have this. If it's a plain mashkon, it's not good enough. Here, basically, what did you do? Buy my field. If I don't pay you back, you bought it from today. If I do pay you back, then you give it back to me, it ends up that it wasn't really a sale. But that case of the mashkanta, but lo nechyasa, it was a pure mashkon. There wasn't a type of sale mentioned. You eat from my grapes until I can redeem it. When do you have until? Forever. So it's never a sale. It's always my vineyard that you're eating from. In our case, there's a certain deadline. And I say, by that deadline, you know, if I don't redeem it by that deadline, then I'm going to get it back. So there, I'm never going to get it back. So there, I'm basically selling it to you or borrowing. So there's a tzad mecher. That's why it's not a price. That's tzad echad beribis mutter according to Yehuda. But if it's never mentioned that there's a mechira, you keep this forever until I can pay it back. That is always milveh. And that's why even Rabbi Yehuda would say tzad echad would not be mutter. Aval mashkanta v'lo nechyasa d'leka beit tzad mecher d'lo ola mubiyan alo v'leftoso v'im yivdenu, and whenever he redeems it, he will not deduct from the fruit that was eaten. So it will always be ribis. So that's why it is usser. Mi didahavi, second to last line, just like a case of amilvis sa b'sa v'lo chash Rabbi Yehuda tzad echad beribis sa b'sa. Remember that case? That case, the Gemara says, if I borrow an egg from my neighbor, I can't give back an egg a week later because maybe the price of eggs went up or down. Let's say it went up, so I'm giving it back ribis. I'm giving it back an egg, but it's worth more. So if Yehuda doesn't, what do you mean? It's only tzadecha beribis. Maybe the price won't go up. If the price doesn't go up, so then maybe it will, maybe it won't. That's also tzadecha beribis. If Yehuda says that's aser. So the answer is no. It's only mutter if there's a tzad of mecher. Here there's no tzad of mecher, so therefore it is aser. Just derech agav. So how do we borrow eggs from each other? How do we borrow sugar? The Gemara says, beferish, sa b'sa is aser. Right? Not allowed to borrow an item from a neighbor because it's very possible that the market value of the egg, of the sugar, will be different. So Rashi says there, in Babetzia Ayin Hey, by little neighborly items doesn't apply. Rashi says, "Lovin ki karo stam below ketzitzas damim shlechmiru ladaktik beisur saabis a kolkach." Right, they're not so medaktik by saabis saa. And if you look, the Rama writes this in Yaradeya in Kuf Samach Beis. The Rama writes in Kuf Samach Beis, beginning of Hilchas Ribis, in Os Aleph. The Yesh Mi Sha'omer Demutil Lilvos Kikar Lechem BeKikar Lechem Kimatbeis Shal Kesef to Meachar the Dover Muat Lo Kapti in Kokapti Bnei Adam La Dadi Bazeh VeChino Agim Lo Hakel. This is be Meikles. Next time you go to your neighbor and you borrow something, I saw the saw. Don't worry about it. It's okay. The Minhag is to be Meikles. If you borrow a lot of money from your friend or you borrow a major, a case of wine, then maybe there's something to talk about. But little Dover Muat is not a problem according to the halacha. Either way, this was first suggestion. First suggestion, what's the machlokas between the Mishnah and the Braisa in categorization? That is tzad echa beribis. Rava Amar, no. Tekuli amal tzad echa beribis aser. Really, everybody agrees tzad echa beribis is aser. Everybody would agree to that. Both the Mishnah and the Braisa do not hold like Rabbi Yehuda. The hacha beribis amanas lahachzir. This is Nukimta. Maybe the context, but the difference between the Mishnah and the Braisa, because it's a case where he's masne mitzchila, that if he takes it back, then he's going to pay back from what he ate. So is that ribis? At the moment, it's ribis. But he, the buyer says, you know what, whatever I eat up, I'll pay back. See, Rashi says, the machlokes is about ribbis amanas lahachzir. That's the machlokes in the Braisa over there between the Tanakama and Rabbi Yehuda. Sorry, I misspoke before. And what about the Mishnah and the Braisa? What's the machlokes of Mishnah Braisa? That's not as clear in this line. So Rashi tells us to try to figure out how do you plug that in here. So Rashi says on the fourth line, Umasisan v'tana de Braisa b'ha pligi. This is what they're arguing about. The tana di don our Mishnah, which says it's not really ribis, hold, savar, afilu tzarecha nami lohavi. It's not called tzarechon. Daha b'tores mecher asil yadeh. If you're going to give it back in the future, right, let's say you sell, this is the case, where a person sells their bias in the Arechoma, and then when he gives it back, so then that's a real sale when you're giving it back. So that's not ribis at all. It looks like ribis a little bit, but it's not. And the Braisa says, no, if you take it and then you're going to be forced basically to give it back when he pays for it, that's not called a sale and then another sale, right? That's called ribis, but it's mutter because the Torah says it's mutter. This suggestion is really the big discussion of the Achronim. We'll talk more about this message tomorrow, but the Ksos and the Nesivis. The Ksos and the Nesivis, Simin Nun Hei. We'll read it tomorrow to save time, but how do we look at this whole Arechoma? I sell you a house and I buy it back 6 months later. Is that two sales? Or after 6 months, is Megalom afraid that it was never a sale? So Lumdis-wise, that's a big discussion. That's the discussion right here between the Mishnah and the Braisa. But that is a discussion of the Ksos and the Nesivis, and it has other ramifications as well, which we will talk about. But that's the alluded to here in this Gemara, but Rashi says it explicitly. How do we look at it? Two sales or no sale at all? Good.
Can a person pay back a loan in fruit?
Could a person pay back if they, when they pay back a loan in fruit? No, here he's saying, no, he's buying back the house, let's say. Let's say he's going to pay for the house, and the person who had the house, the previous buyer, is going to pay back money for the fruit that he ate. That's what we're talking about. That for the fruit that he ate in the interim, so we don't want it to be considered ribbons. He's I'm gonna pay back for whatever I ate, so you won't lose.
So he gives all the money and then he gives some of the money back.
And he gives some of the money, Or I don't know if he just cancels it out, I'm not exactly sure. But I think it sounds like he pays it back and then he pays back. He says, don't worry, I'm gonna give you back all the value of the fruit. Good. If the seller, meaning the original owner died, Yigabano, said his son could redeem it. Pshita, of course. Mao the table of the Ishkiyimkar base Moshav Amarachmana, Failav Machar, Ishkiyimkar, the man who sells. And here he's not the man who sold. Kamash Balan, Vaisa Gudlaso Mikom Makom. Interesting Havamina. Why would you have thought otherwise? Every other area of Halacha, the son is able to do it, but here we might have had a Havamina Ish. Only the man who sold it could goes back to him. The opposite pshita. Obviously, you could buy it back from the buyer's yarshim. Kabash Malan Vaisa Gula, so become Akom. Again, it's anybody you can be goal from. Amonalo Shana Elamisha Shamachar Chulub. Tanar Abanan. Shana. Eini Yodea Imshana Larishon Imshana Lashani. I don't know if it's a Shana to the first or Shana to the second. Imshana Larishon Imshana Lashani. Meaning if somebody sold it in the interim. Right? The original owner sold it to Reuven and Reuven sold it to Shimon. So which do you go by? So Kshu Omer and Malos Lo Shana Tamima Havi Shana Larishon. Shana LaRishon, if the original owner sold it to Reuven, and then 2 months later, Reuven sold it to Shimon, when the 12 months come from the original sale, that's when it's Nechlat. So 1 second, says the Gemara. Lemi Cholot. At that moment, after 12 months from the original sale, so, who is it Cholot to? Meaning, the original owner cannot buy it back anymore from Reuven, but could Reuven still buy it back from Shimon? Or is it chalot, wherever it is at that moment. So, machlokas. Rabbi Elazar Omer LaRishon chalot. Rabbi Elazar says, to the Rishon, it's chalot. But the Shani could still buy it back from the Shlishi. Rabbi Yochanan Amar, no, L'Shani chalot. Even to the Shani, once 12 months occurs, even not 12 months for the second sale, it's finished. So what's the svar for that? Bishlamal Rabbi Elazar, Tilidide Kamamina. According to Rabbi Elazar, I understand. The first guy still has power because it's not 12 months from his sale. El Rabbi Yochanan, my time. According to Rabbi Yochanan, why wouldn't the middle guy be able to buy it anymore? So I'm Rabbi Abba Bar Mamol Mamachalo Rishon L'Sheni calls Chusha Tavaliado, because the Rishon only gave as much power as he had to the Sheni. So therefore, right when the Rishon's power runs out, so the Sheni's power runs out, and therefore he wouldn't be able to redeem it. Period. The Rishash here has an interesting suffix. What happens if the Shani wants to redeem it from the Shlishi within the year? Does he have the power to redeem it if the Rishon is not redeeming it? So he has that suffix. If the Lokeach Rishon could get it back with Tok Shnaso. Because you might say that, well, if the first guy's not doing it, so I'm going to lose it forever. So I want to get it back. That's his suffix. The Ar Sameach also has an interesting different suffix. Actually, we'll wait for this Ar Sameach to do the next Gemara. The Ar Sameach says sometimes there'll be cases where if the first sale ended after the 12 months of the first sale ended 12 after the second sale. If you have two others, as we'll see soon. Amri Abba Bar Mamal Machar Shnei Bati Arechoma. What if somebody sells two houses in a walled city? Echad v'chamisha asar ba'adar harishon ve'echad be'echad ba'adar sheni. Sold it on the 15th and then the 1st. Zesha machalo ba'adar hasheni, kivet shigia yom echad ba'adar shel shana haba, also lo shana. So amazingly, the 12 months of the second sale are up first, because a year later there's only one adar. Zesha machalo ba'chamisha asar shel adar harishon, los lo shana ad chamisha asar ba'adar shel shana haba. Right, that's what it says, even though it's ironic, but still, right, like the two bar mitzvah boys, if the one, you could have a bar mitzvah boy who's younger, who will have a bar mitzvah earlier. One of my kids was born in Adar Sheni. So in Adar Sheni. So there might be a boy that was younger than him. I'm sorry, but he was born in Adar Rishon at the end of the month. So there might be a boy that's younger than him that will have his bar mitzvah first. So Maskev LaRavina, V'leimalei anok kadim shachei nura mikabi didach. Everybody doesn't understand. Why can't he say, I lit the fire before you? Meaning, I don't understand this. I sold it first. Right, so therefore, the buyer wants to say, why do I have to wait till the 15th? I don't want to wait. I want it to be chol today. I want to keep it. So my answer is no. Mishum to Amr Lay Ad Nachas Libura. No, that's what happens with an Iper Shana. You go by the date of Adar, even though it might work out in the opposite direction. Okay. V'yamir Abba Bar Mamo. Similarly, Nol Dulo Shnei Tzalaim. If you have two sheep, Echad B'Chamisha Asar Shal Adar Harishon, Echad B'Adar Sheni. And we know that one has to give Bechor within the year, within the first year. So, the halacha is, Zeshanola Ba'adar Hasheni, Kivit Shigia Yom Echad Ba'adar Shal Shana Haba, also Lo Shana, that's it. Zeshanola Ba'chabisha Asar Ba'adar Harisha, also Lo Shana, Achabisha Asar Ba'adar Shal Shana Haba. You gotta wait a year from the Hebrew date. Maskev LaRavina, again, V'leimalei Ana Kadim Achil Yeruka Mikamedi Dach. I'm eating before you reading. Meaning again, what Ravi to say? How could this be? Younger and an older in the opposite direction. Mishum Damar Lei At Nachisas Liibura Ana Lo Nachisna Liibura. There's a difference between if it's born in the second Adar or not. So Gemara says Hasul Labali. What's the Chiddush? The same exact rule. Rabbi Abba Bar Mamel said it in both cases, and Ravina argued in both cases. What's the difference between the case of two houses and the case of two sheep? Hasul Amali Hainoach, same case. No, Ma'u de Teba Hasam Dechsiv Tamima, Hacha Delok Siv Tamima, Lo, maybe it only applies by our case of houses, because there it says Tamim. So that would really be full Tamim, to the day. But Hacha, but over here it doesn't say Tamim exactly, by the sheep, so you might have thought that maybe you do go by an earlier date, Kamash Mulan, Deshana Shana Me'adadi Gamri. No, it's still years, so you have to go by the Hebrew date. So the Shulchan Aruch discusses this, as I just mentioned, also in Simin Nun Hei, Shulchan Aruch says, by the case of the Bar Mitzvah, Simin Nun Hei, Sif Yud, the Shulchan Aruch says, Im nar echa nolad b'chavtes la'adar rishon, mishanim u'beres. V'nar echa nolad b'adar sheni b'echad bo, v'shas yud gimel enim u'beres. Oso shir nolad b'chavtes la'adar ha'rishon, tzorach la'amtin. Ad chavtes la'adar, b'shas yud gimel, he has to wait a month later. V'oso shir nolad akra b'echad b'adar sheni, yeh ben yud gimel shonek, even shi yeh echad b'adar shel shnas yud gimel. And what about the opposite case? What if somebody is born in a Pashut Adar and his Bar Mitzvah year is in a Mu'ubar Adar? Ramah, Umisha Nolad Ba'adar V'nase Bar Mitzvah B'shtas Ha'ibur, Enonase Bar Mitzvah Ad Adar Ha'Sheni. Ramah says you got to wait till Adar Sheni, which is the extra Adar? The Adar Rishon or the Adar Sheni? But that's the Shulchan Aruch and the Ramah in Arachayim in Simin Nun Hei. So the Arsa Mas Kasha was what happens if you have one of these cases of the Bati Arechoma, and the sale, let's say one guy sold a house at the end of the first Adar, and one at the beginning of the second Adar. So, once you get to the beginning of the second Adar, the guy who sold his Bati Arechoma, let's say, meaning there was two. There was one, Ruvi sold to Shimon, Shimon sold to Levi. So, the one who sold in the second Adar, his year is up. Let's say his year is up already, right? Because it's the middle of the Adar. But the original guy is not Nechlad yet. So, could he still buy it back? Is it Nechlat? Does it go by the first sale or his sale? Is it Lechumra also? That's his suffix in Hilchos Shemitah. Okay, continuing. Says the Gemara, Higiya Yom Shneim. Sorry, where are we? Kishu Omer Tamima V'chulu. Rabbi Omer Liti Shnas Ibura. Tan Rabbana. Shana Tamima. Rabbi Omer Mona Shlosh Bias V'shisha V'chabisha Yomak V'nima Sachama. 365 according to Rabbi, Vachamu Omrim, Mona Shneim Asar Cholish, Biyom Liyom, no, 12 Hebrew months, 354, Vimnis Abra Nis Abra Lo, if there's an Hebrew Yar, so then you get the extra month, that's fine. So this comes up in many contexts, maybe tomorrow if we have time. When do you add on the Hebrew Yar? What about Parsha Zohar, you have 13 months in between, what about Yard Site, what about other contexts, what about Mitzia, Yeush, after 12 months, all of these contexts, when do you say the 13th month, when not? By Nedarim, I'm giving it to you for a year. Good. Higia Yom Shnei Masach Chodesh V'lo Nigav V'chulu Tarnabana Litzvisas L'Chalutit forever. Davar Achel Litzvisas L'Rabos is a Matana. Include not only a sale, but also a Matana. My time at Tzamis Tzvisas. Doesn't only say Tzamis at Tzvisas. Amar Rabbana Kamedur of Papa. Kaman Deloka Rimeir. This is against Rabbi Meir. Dika Rimeir. Ha'amar Matana Ina Kamecher. Rimeir we had earlier holds by a field, a Steachuza going back in Yovel. Only by Mecher, not Matana. Matana doesn't have the same status as Mecher for returning Steachuzes. So Amar Rav Papa, no, Afilu Tamer Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir could agree that here it's also Matana. Shiny Hachad, Rabbi Rachman, Litzvisas, because we just said it's an extra word. Litzvisas includes Matana. Amar Rabban, Lo Rav Papa, Vami, Lo Rav Huna, Bereid, Rav Yeshua, Lo Rav Papa, Vagabi Yovel, Dachsiv Tashuvu, Lo Rabbo, says a Matana. What do you mean? We have an extra word by Steachuz also. For Meir, Lo Kamarbi, Rabbi Meir doesn't agree. Elo Havadi, Lo Kamarbi Meir. Okay, you're right. Rimeir would not agree to this case. Matana would not be like Mecher. Period. Tana Rabbanan. This was all if you sold a house in Arechoma. What if you are Makdish? Ha Makdish buys about the Arechoma? Sorry, it's a Goa V'Goa Olam. None of these halachas apply. You're allowed to get it back whenever you want. Galu Acher Miad Hektish. But if somebody else took it from Hektish, he gave you Yom Shnei Chodesh, V'lo Nigal Yecholot Lo. Then he's allowed to keep it. If he redeemed it from Hektish, we know any Mili, Amar Shmuel, the Amar Kro, La Kone Oso, Vafilum Yad Hektish. If somebody buys, it stays with the one who bought it, even if it's from Hektish. Falukhlete Hektish, why doesn't it stay with Hektish? If nobody bought it, why are you still allowed to redeem it? Amar Kro, Lodorosov, Yatza Hektish, Shein Lodoros. It stays with him for generations. Hektish doesn't have generations. Rashi says, Leka Pirya Varivya Kame Shmaya. Interesting line. There's no pruvu in Hekdesh. Lo yetze by Yovel Lamali. What did that last phrase teach me? Amar of Safra. Lo nitzrochay lamocher bais v'bati erechoma. If you sold the house, upaga bo Yovel b'tok shrasa, and then Yovel comes within the year, tzagad adachamina leifuk by Yovel, you might think it goes back, hamash v'lan, lo yetze by Yovel. Doesn't go out in Yovel, you still have your year to redeem it, and if you don't redeem it, so then it is chalat to the buyer. Okay, we'll stop here. Let's we'll continue with the next Mishnah. The people who used to buy the houses used to hide on the last day, so nobody could find them. We'll see what the rabbis did to help prevent those problems.